free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, February the 19th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and tonight we are going to have the Marxists on TV. Yes, that's right. They're going to take it over, the Nevada debate before the Nevada caucus coming up this Saturday. And what a joke that's going to be. As I said yesterday, who in the world believes anything coming out of the Democrat Party, including their vote totals? I mean, they go to a state which is basically dominated by a single mega city, Las Vegas. Yeah, there are people outside. There's other towns. There's Reno and other things like that. But look, for the most part, almost all of Las Vegas is owned by the federal government. And just as we saw with the Bundy situation, where they used to have, I think it was 51, 53 different ranchers in that area who had been there for 150 years, in many cases, like the Bundy family, somewhere around there. They had property rights. They had grazing rights. They had water rights, just like you can have mineral rights and timber rights on all these different lands. And they are just as real as the deeds that you have on your suburban homes. And all of those can exist simultaneously on the same piece of land. You know, mining, timber, water, grazing, all these different things can happen at the same time. And people can be using it as a, park, recreational area. That's what the urban press and the suburban population doesn't understand. It's like, well, he says he owns that land. That land's not owned. It's owned by the federal government. Well, the federal government or the Constitution can't own that land, first of all. That was the point of the Bundys. And they were using the Bureau of Land Management to manage people off of the land. But that's what was important about that case and why I wanted to cover that was because it wasn't just a case of brutal injustice being done to individuals. Outright theft, like civil asset forfeiture, taking your kids to CPS. It was also what was going to be happening to all of us, and they are pushing this through. As a matter of fact, a few years after that, I went to Washington State, and I was, as I had been telling everybody, they're coming after your suburban homes next, and that's exactly what they were doing. They're trying to expand the borders of national parks. I did a report on it. Of course, that's been flushed by YouTube, of course, because Google is going to be running these mega cities for the government. And I said, look at all the signs here, all these people putting up signs saying they're going to take our homes, you know, just like they tried to take the Bundy's homes. Now, that's coming. And so what we're seeing here is a technocratic urban feudalism. And we've got a guy who wants to be king, Mike Bloomberg. You can either have him as a king or your other alternative is to have this these Jacobin Marxists, you know, we're going to have a French Revolution here in America. Yeah, we are, one way or the other. And you can see this revolution, this French Revolution going on within the Democrat Party. So we're going to take a look at it today in light of what's going on with the race in Nevada. As we look at what is happening in across the world in terms of economics, we see Japan's economy is shrinking 6.3% as they put in a sales tax. Isn't that interesting? You know, when President Trump got elected, everybody anticipated, and he said he was going to cut taxes. Immediately, you started to see the economy expand, even before he became president, right after the election in November. He didn't become president until January, because people know that cutting taxes grows the economy. And if you impose taxes, it shrinks the economy. And you can see it happening in Japan as well, just with the sales tax. And you've got former McDonald's U.S. CEO says that the Democrats' minimum wage hikes will kill jobs and will kill small businesses. That's right. That's right. That's by design. That's actually true. We know that. you don't have to be an economics major like Occasional Cortex. Obviously, she didn't learn anything at all about Milton Keynes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do, if he says the horse can do.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, February the 19th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and tonight we're going to have another race. That's actually the pole positions are being set up now for the big race on Saturday. That's going to be the Nevada caucus, and tonight is the Democrat debate. But they've already started debating a lot of things. As a matter of fact, you hear him in that ten-horned fugue. I got the horse right here. His name is Paul Revere, and he's telling you that the Marxists are coming. The Marxists are coming, and they're coming to your TV set tonight, and you better make sure your powder is dry, because these people are coming after every aspect of your life. And they may point out, you know, you got Bernie, who likes to talk about the fact that he is a comrade. He is a Marxist. He's open about it. That's why the Democrats hate him. He's open about what he wants to do. See, Bloomberg is a Marxist, an authoritarian, if you will. He wants to control the economy. He is a wants to be a technocratic lord and set up some kind of urban smart city feudalism for you. Serfdom for you. That's right. But, you know, they all have the same policies. People replacement, shutting down our economy, taking away our jobs, turning off the electricity and the power. So we go back into a literal dark ages. They don't have any solution for how they're going to generate electricity. They just don't like the way we're doing it now. And so we're going to talk about that as well. But first, let's talk about the actual aspects of the race. We have Bloomberg, who is soaring in the polls, and he is now qualified for the Democrat debate. Bernie is very upset about that. Sanders is now leading rivals by 12% nationwide. Bloomberg, however, has qualified for this Nevada debate. And again, I will say that I don't think that this is something, this is portrayed by the Bernie people as, look at this, the establishment is pushing Bloomberg in. And yes, they are. I mean, you got the people like James Carville and others. They don't want to run somebody who is openly Marxist. They want to have somebody who hides it, hides this, you know, I'm not a Marxist. I'm just a full-on authoritarian, totalitarian, quite frankly. Every detail of your life should be controlled by me because you're nothing. And you can see that hatred from Bloomberg. And he's coming at this simply from the standpoint of an arrogant elitism where he hates the common people. You know, Buttigieg, however, is a doctrinaire Marxist coming from his father. And he is hiding that as well. And so they want somebody like that who isn't going to be flying the communist flag everywhere he goes. That's kind of a losing proposition. This may be going to be even worse than George McGovern running against Richard Nixon. But that's really the choice that they're giving you, you know, between a Robespierre and his Marxist mob, or you've got some imperious king who knows better than you and has absolute contempt for you. You know, they talk about the Bernie bros, but you know what? The entire party is a Marxist mob. They are pandering to the zeitgeist of the Democrat grassroots. It's a very sizable part of our population. Unfortunately, and it's been created by the university system. especially, but also, you know, by the fact that you turn your kids over to government institutions. First it was K through 12, then it was kindergarten and preschool and all this other stuff. Once you let them raise your kids, what are they going to raise them to be? They're going to raise them to think that the government is their family, that it is the be-all and end-all of everything. And no matter what kind of a fairy tale they sell them to justify taking over every aspect of your life, and of course that fairy tale, that fractured fairy tale, is climate change. That's right. And they're talking about fracking now. We'll talk about that as well, too. And there's an interesting story about generating electricity out of thin air. That's right. They've been able to do that now. We'll see what happens. See, I don't really care. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not for necessarily the fossil fuel industry. I support it because I don't believe man-made climate change. These people can't support that. But I see no reason to shut that down because I don't believe the panic that they're loading on everybody. But I'm open to any kind of energy if they can provide energy. The problem is they don't have an alternative. They just want to shut us down into poverty. So as we look at this moving ahead, Michael Bloomberg says that he will sell his Bloomberg LP if elected president because he won't need it at that point. That'll be after he has used them to get elected because they've already said publicly, the guy who runs it said, we're not going to put out anything negative about Michael Bloomberg. Or, you know, just to be fair, we won't say anything negative about the other Democrat candidates. It'd just be President Trump. We'll tell you everything about him that's negative, nothing that is positive about President Trump. So, you know, he can get rid of it after he becomes elected because he isn't really going to need it at that point. He will be in a situation where he can leverage the power and the purse of Washington to make himself astronomically rich. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Jeff Bezos isn't too happy about him either. You know, I think it's no coincidence. I've talked about this many times, the fact that he has already spent $400 million. $400 million. And again, 1996, $100 million for both presidential candidates and both parties combined. All of them, all four of them together. $100 million. Just was slightly over that in 2000. So 1996, $100 million. It was 100 and change in 2000. And then we started to get what the environmentalist would call, or Michael Mann would call, the hockey stick. It started going up exponentially. Because that was after 9/11, in my opinion. It was kind of clear to anybody who was thinking, anybody who's paying attention, that this was an orchestrated event. And that the end run of this was that all power would be concentrated in Washington. That's the real issue, folks. Washington is not a swamp. It's a black hole. It is drawing everything into it. And there is so much power in Washington that there is this gravitational pull so that every Marxist and every billionaire and anybody who has any aspirations of succeeding in life, they have to go to Washington. They have to go there because they're going to determine what you can and cannot do everywhere. So that really is, there is a truth to that, to say that we've got to push back as Bernie is furious that Bloomberg is using other people, using his own money to buy votes instead of using other people's money like he would. See? That is a satire piece actually from Genesius Times, but of course it is true. You know, Bloomberg using his own money, he can't do that. He should be using the taxpayer money to get elected like I want to, right? So that's not the public financing and campaigns isn't the problem. That's not a solution, rather. Because the problem is that Washington, D.C. has become this black hole of corruption, pulling everyone and everything into it. So, you know, but regardless of where you get the money, and quite frankly, if you start doing this as public financing and campaigns, I've already seen how that works out. They're going to control the speech of everybody. They've already got a lock on ballot access. They've already got a lock on debates so that only these two parties can run things, right? That we don't have an open system. So it's just going to intensify this duopoly that they have if we have public financing. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at Elizabeth Warren. She's desperate to get some attention, by the way. She is going after Bloomberg, calling him an egomaniac billionaire. Well, that's accurate. Bernie is calling him a racist. He's playing the race card. That's accurate as well. So we got some great quotes, some more amazing quotes from Bloomberg, just how much he hates us. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren is so desperate to get attention. She's now claiming that two men in colonial outfits assaulted her with smallpox-infested blankets, according to the Babylon Bee. So they came out, they fired a couple of shots with their muzzle loaders, took a few minutes to reload and fired some more, and threw this blanket in my general direction. Yeah, we've about had it. I think this is maybe going to be the last stand of Pocahontas, Liawatha, tonight and in Nevada. We'll see. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Vitamineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com. We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and Infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So let's get a little bit of a preview of what's going to be happening tonight. And already, as Bloomberg is going to be taking the center stage, because they take they put the people in, if they do it the way they've always done in the past, they take the individuals who are polling the highest and they put them in the center. And then as you get out to the fringe, you have the people that are further and further down. So you're going to find tonight, Pocahontas, Hiawatha is going to be out there on the fringe with Joe Biden. He'll be out there on the side as well. And in the center will be Bloomberg and Bernie. So Elizabeth Warren is trying to get some attention. So she's shouting very loudly. You know, she has not. It was a satire when I said about Babylon Bee, claiming the two men in colonial outfits with muzzleloaders had assaulted her with smallpox-infested blankets. No, that actually is just a satire. But she's desperate for attention. She'll say anything to get attention. But she did actually speak some truth about Bloomberg. Let's play video clip number 7.
So I am here on day 2 of Michael Bloomberg's $37 million ad buy. You know, Michael Bloomberg is making a bet about democracy in 2020. He doesn't need people. He only needs bags and bags of money. I think Michael Bloomberg is wrong, and that's what we need to prove in this election.
You bet. Yeah, he doesn't need people.
Think about it this way.
Want them to have jobs either.
His view
or healthcare
is that he doesn't need people who knock on doors. He doesn't need to get out and campaign with people. He doesn't need volunteers. And if you get out and knock on 1,000 doors, he'll just spend another $37 million to flood the airways, and that's how he plans to buy a nomination in the Democratic Party.
Now, as she's taking the moral high ground on this, let's remember that this strident, hectoring woman has just proposed, just 2 weeks ago, that anybody that's putting out any false information in a political campaign, that needs to be a criminal charge. She's not out there saying we need to have an open debate and free speech and let's talk about policies and everything. No, she's just upset about the fact that he's got more money than she does, which is basically what motivates all these Democrats. There's somebody out there that's got more than you do, right? Socialism, its fundamental motivational power idea is envy. Envy that justifies theft. That is what drives socialism. It's just that simple. Those are the basic fundamental human urges behind socialism. So, yeah, she wants to talk about how, Bloomberg, he didn't participate in all the, you know, knocking on doors and all this kind of stuff. You know, she's gone around meeting people one-on-one, eating bad food at county fairs and so forth throughout Iowa and New Hampshire. And he just skipped all that nonsense. And he started producing very slickly produced TV ads and spending unbelievable amounts of money. $37 million? No. She doesn't even know how badly she's being outspent. He's spent $400 million. $400 million. And then we got Bernie, who's also upset about the money that Bloomberg has. But he is playing the race card, as of course you would expect him to. Let's play video clip number 8.
Today we say to Mayor Bloomberg, we are a democracy, not an oligarchy. You're not going to buy this election.
You're not going to buy this Bloomberg.
We say to Mr. Bloomberg, you are certainly not going to win. when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk, which caused communities of color, African Americans and Latinos to live in fear and humiliation in New York City?
Well, you know, he is right. Bloomberg actually is a racist. He really does hate black people. And he's mentioned that in multiple times. It's not just a stop and frisk. And folks, stop and frisk is not, it was used disproportionately against black people. And you could hear Michael Bloomberg talking about that. Yes, all the crime is just those young black people and just throw them up against the wall. Yeah, it was used against blacks. But look, if you want to protect people, you don't scream racism, racism, racism. Instead, you say, get a warrant, have probable cause or whatever. I mean, you know, those are the legal principles. But see, they don't want to fix the problem. They want the problem to be used for their political advantages, just like when we're talking about police brutality and other areas. They want to get the black community outraged so that they burn the town down, including their own homes and their own businesses, right? They don't want to fix the problem. Because if they wanted to fix the problem, they would start talking about the Constitution. They'd start talking about due process, and they will never talk about that. That's a bipartisan agreement from both of these parties. But yeah, but see, blacks are just one of the categories of people that Michael Bloomberg hates. He is an equal opportunity hater. You know, he hates blacks, he hates farmers, he hates people in the cities, he hates people who are in rural areas. He just hates those common people. Yeah, they're just... to just scum. As a matter of fact, we've got this clip. This is one clip that has not been played of Michael Bloomberg. This is an exclusive to this show. This is Michael Bloomberg. You think that he hates guns? Well, he actually has his own gun, and we'll show you how he uses it. Video clip number 6.
Your Majesty, I must have a word with you.
Ah, the Count de Money. Don't correct me. What is it?
De Money.
Of course, Your Majesty. I've come on the most urgent of business. It is said that the people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
No, Your Majesty, this is a very serious problem.
That's Bloomberg right
there. The peasants feel you have no regard for them.
What? I have no regard for the peasants? They are my people. I am their sovereign. I love them. Pull!
As he shoots the peasants out of these... out of the skeet show. Yeah, that basically sums up Michael Bloomberg. That's what we've been seeing as he goes around to these elitist confabs and he rails about these stupid, bigoted people, people who can't figure out anything. You know, they're basically unteachable. And we now have the left coming out and saying, well, you know those comments that he made about farmers? They were taken out of context. No, they're not. And I'll give you the larger context of where this all is. Bloomberg, as I said yesterday, I said what people are focusing on is the farmer. And here's the bigger context. He said we're going to use technology to replace them. That's the bigger context. That's what you should really be afraid of. And that's why you should come together, whether you're the farmers. You know, he's talking about the agrarian culture and how it was replaced by industrial society when he came after the farmers and he came after the metal workers and basically said we're just going to sweep them all aside with our technocratic elite. We just have to keep them quiet so they don't grab us and put us in guillotines. He actually said that. So they don't guillotine us. That's exactly what UBI, socialism, smart cities, the UN 2030 agenda is really about.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
there's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods, high-quality water filtration, air filtration, to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but, man, I tell you, he sits there and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. Silence.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings, and led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on InfoWars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we saw that clip of Michael Bloomberg out there at his palatial palace doing skeet shooting. Yeah, you thought he didn't use guns, right? Skeet shooting as they were projecting out the peasants. And that's really what we're seeing now. We're going to get into what the full context is. Oh, you're taking his remarks out of context. We'll give you the full context of his remarks. Because he started talking about the guillotine. This guy is like the Sun King and that kind of extravagance. And he has that kind of contempt for the general public. Oh, let them eat cake, right? As a matter of fact, he's starting to get into, let's play video clip number 10 first, to give you an idea of his absolute contempt for the general population. You know, the people made a lot of out of his talking about different groups and how much he despises black people and how much he despises farmers and mechanics and, you know, women and so forth. Yeah, he doesn't. But the bigger picture is that this guy is an authoritarian elitist. He's part of the technocratic elite. He doesn't think any of you, any of us, know what's good for us. And he's going to tell us what's good for us. You know, he's going to tax our food so that we eat the right things, according to him. He thinks this is his path to salvation. In a lot of respects, he's very much like George Soros. As a matter of fact, he's starting to buy law enforcement like George Soros has been doing. And starting to, he's spent so much money on gun control and everything, and he thinks that that's his way of salvation. Essentially, he's even said it. It's a no question about it. When I die, if there is a God, says Mike Bloomberg, I'm going to go straight in, not even have an interview. Because all I've done to help these idiots out there like you, you don't know how to run your life. I know how to run your life. So when we take a look at what he's going to do, let's take a look at what his idea is for elderly cancer patients once the government runs all the health care. Video clip number 10.
And what things they can fix right away. And if you're bleeding, they'll stop the bleeding. If you need an x-ray, you're going to have to wait. That's just... And all of these costs keep going up. Nobody wants to pay any more money. And at the rate we're going, health care is going to bankrupt us. So not only do we have a problem, it's going to bankrupt us. And we've got to sit here and say which things we're going to do and which things we're not. Nobody wants to do that. You know, you show up with prostate cancer, and you're 95 years old, we should say, go and enjoy, have a nice day, live a long life. There's no cure, and you can't do it. If you're a young person, we should do something about it. Society's not willing to do that yet.
Not willing to do that yet, but, you know, Mike is, because he'll just take those elderly cancer patients. You start out with 95, well, eventually you get down to 90, then 85, 80, do I hear 75, 70? Let me remind you that Social Security was started by Bismarck in Germany. They picked the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy at the time. They're not looking after your interests. So Mike Bloomberg, you're a cancer patient. And he's going to look at you and say, you're old. Just put them in the catapult. Pull! That's basically what's going to happen. It's that kind of outrageous contempt for the common man that really grates on me. And it's going to really fuel these Marxists, too. The twin poles within the Democrat Party, at least the public face. You have the Sun King versus Robespierre and his Jacobin Marxist revolution that's right there in the Democrat Party. Another example of this, it's not just, the elderly with cancer that he doesn't care about, but he's coming after some of the icons of the Democrat Party. The trans. Listen to what he had to say about the trans. It's got them freaked out. Let's play that video clip. What is that, 2, I think? Let's go ahead and play that.
If you go to the middle of the country, people would say, if your conversation during a presidential election is about some guy wearing a dress and whether he, she, or it can go to and go to the locker
room
with
Hold
their
right
daughter.
There. That has flipped out the trannies. He, she, or it. We're not its, they said. And so then he goes, you think that you're going to be able to sell this to those rubes out there, middle America? You're going to tell them that some guy in a dress ought to be going into the bathroom with their daughter? Huh? Okay, let's play the rest of this.
Not a winning formula for most people. They care about health care, they care about education, they care about safety and all of those kinds of things. And some of these social issues that, and it's not just the American government, the EU government does it as well, we're focusing on a lot of things that have little relevance to people who are trying to live in a world that is changing because of technology and communications and things like that. And so you can understand where somebody like Trump comes from.
So in other words, let's not let these issues over here that are going to inflame the sensibilities of the common man, like sending a guy with a dress in the restroom with your daughter. Let's not let those issues get in the way of my bigger picture issues of controlling the economy and making more money. That's really what he's saying to all these people, these elitists. Let's make sure that we keep power. And that's what James Carville and these other people in the Democrat Party have been wringing their hands about. Guys, we're going off the rails. We're getting a little bit crazy here. We want to make sure we keep power and get more of it. And let's not start talking about the crazy stuff here. Let's go back and play the rest of this clip from Bloomberg as he talks to his other elitist pals.
And understand, if you take a look at the Democratic Party, they are so far left that 2 years ago there was nobody on their side that would take these positions. And today virtually all of the candidates for president on the Democratic Party have been so progressive. I don't know what progressive means, but they
Hold it right there. His running mate, his rumored running mate, Hillary Clinton, does know what progressive means. It means that they've changed the label, Mike. That's really what it means. They use these labels as beards, right? Liberty and liberal used to mean somebody that supported the Bill of Rights. Do the liberals support the Bill of Rights? Not at all. Not at all. As a matter of fact, they co-opted that label early part of the 20th century. And they're not about liberty or freedom at all in any way, shape, or form. They are socialists, Marxists, authoritarians. And when they come in with these labels like Hillary Clinton, I've played for you last week. You had Chris Matthews in the last election cycle trying to pin down Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chair of the DNC, and Hillary Clinton. You know, you guys say you're not socialist. Bernie says he's a socialist. Well, what are you then? I'm a progressive. Well, I don't want to get into labels, but I'm a progressive. So that sounds good. Progress. We're all for progress. American progress, right? So they, you know, liberal was about liberty and progress is about, you know, making our lives better, except they're not about making our lives better. They're not about, you know, better roads and faster planes to get us there in a shorter amount of time. No, no, no. They're about taking all that stuff away, just like they want to take away all of our liberty as well. So yeah, he knows about that. And quite frankly, Hillary Clinton has now come out and said, no, I'm not going to be the running mate. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I believe that or not. She desperately wants to weasel her way in one way or the other, but maybe she doesn't want to be number two again. Let's go ahead and finish up with Bloomberg.
They are in a place where some of the American public is, and remains to be seen whether a majority of the electorate is. You think about it. We, the intelligentsia, people who could make it into this room.
The people who could make it into this room.
We believe in a lot of things in terms of equality and protecting individual rights that make no sense to the vast bulk of people. They're not opposed to you having some rights, but there's a fundamental disconnect between us believing the rights of the individual come first and the general belief around the world, I think it's fair to say.
Okay, hold it right
there.
Rights of He's trying to paint us as authoritarian and the fact that we don't support rights. Look, that's the whole issue with this trans bathroom and abortion and everything. It's rights in conflict. And we cut that very differently, and I'll explain that when we come back. I don't have enough time to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it. There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientists, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the
the immune gargle, selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.Video and InfoWars.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's go back and finish up what Bloomberg was saying to his fellow intelligentsia about all the rest of us rubes and how we just don't appreciate individual liberty. This is the guy who doesn't want you to have self-defense. He doesn't even want you to be able to choose your own soft drink because they know better than you about everything. I want you to hear just the last bit that he has to say here, and then we'll talk about his view of liberty and rights. Basically, he's the one who gets to make all the decisions. Let's finish up with Bloomberg.
But there's a fundamental disconnect between us believing the rights of the individual come first and the general belief around the world, I think it's fair to say, that the rights of society comes first. And so I don't know how many of you are familiar with the bathroom issue in the United States. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you want to know, is somebody a good salesman? Give them the job of going to the Midwest and picking a town and selling to that town the concept that some man wearing a dress should be in a locker room with their daughter. If you can sell that, you can sell anything. I mean, they just look at you and they say, what on earth are you talking about? And you say, well, this person identifies his or her gender as different than what's on their birth certificate. And they said, what do you mean? You're either born this or you're born that. And, you know, I will say in our prison system in New York City, we have to have the policy when you walk in, you know, drop your trousers. You go this way. You go that way. That's it, because you can't sit there and you can't mix things in a jail. That's a practical case of where you have to make a decision. But it's...
Okay, let's hold it right
so
there.
Many
so
things
in a jail, you drop your pants. We look at the biological, you know, objective determination, and we have to put you this one place and the other place, right? Because we're talking about the safety of prisoners here. But, you know, when it comes to your daughter, your wife, we don't have to make those kind of considerations. And you go to the Midwest, those stupid rubes, those farmers that he hates so much. That's why he didn't campaign in Iowa, right? He talked to a bunch of stupid farmers. And so, you know, you go to those areas where, you know, obviously they're not going to understand him. They're too stupid to understand Bloomberg. And you go there and you tell them, well, this person, I know that they're physically, biologically male or female, but they identify as a different sex. It's in their minds. And you know what's going to happen? The people are going to look at him and they're going to say, they're crazy and you're crazy, Bloomberg. But see, he's going to shove that down your throat because he knows better than you. He will make all the choices for you because he knows better. He will choose who will be able to get cancer treatment and so forth because he knows better. He'll tell you what you can drink, what you can eat, where you can live, what you can drive, because like all the rest of the Democrats, including Bernie, he knows better than you. You're just stupid. Stupid Rube. And quite frankly, if we let these people get away with this, we deserve that because we are that stupid. You know, when you look at the whole issue of rights, here's all you need to understand. Go ahead and pull him off. I don't want to see him anymore. When you got issues of rights, as we used to say, your rights, you can swing your fist all you want, right? No hate crime until you hit my face. And then it changes. And see, that's the whole issue. Right? You put people who are mentally disturbed about sexual issues, men, who are much stronger than women. And we've had that verified. Look at all these sports competitions, right? So there's a big physical difference. I know you've watched all the Marvel comic movies and everything. You think that women are actually stronger than men. But that's not the way that it is in reality. And so you put these men in a bathroom with women. And they've got mental issues. They're not sure exactly what's going on with their own sexuality. We're not going to allow that. And you've just hit my face with that. And when you allow women, the same women that you don't want to have any choice over, because, you know, it's not just those old men with prostate cancer that you're going to put out to farm and kill. They're going to make those decisions about women as well. They just don't want to say it at this point in time. You know, oh, well, you know, we got a 60-year-old woman with breast cancer. Just kick her to the curb. Or put her in the catapult. You know, pull. Boom. That's good to be the king, isn't it? When you make those kinds of decisions for people, you say, we don't want your informed consent when it comes to vaccines. We don't want your informed consent when it comes to medical marijuana. Any of this other stuff. You just don't know what's good for you. And then they're going to say, but when it comes to killing a baby, another life, you know, these babies and half of the cases are a different sex. Many cases are a different blood type. They have a different DNA. They are human and they are a person. And when you say that a woman can make a choice to kill a child, I don't care what age you're talking about. I'm not going to give Bloomberg or any other Democrat or Republican the right to decide who lives or dies at the end of life. And I'm not going to give them the right to decide that at the beginning of life either. See, that's where the rights end, is when you start hurting other people. And then the other aspect is, so that's one aspect about rights that you need to understand. The other aspect of rights that you need to understand is that just as the Democrats always like to play with language, well, we're not communists, we're socialists. Oh, now we're progressives, because you don't know what that means, right? Oh, gee, progressive, huh? By the way, you know, we're not reds either. You're red. We're blue, right? We're Democrat. You're red now. Yeah, I know red's always been the color of socialism and Marxism, but now that's going to be the color of conservatism. That's the kind of games that they play with people. The other thing they play with people is they call theft, entitlements, they call that a right. See, rights are things that you intrinsically possess from God. And the concept, and Obama actually talked about this when he was lecturing people on the Constitution before he got elected. He talked about positive and negative rights. Now, in their idea, a positive right means that the government's going to give you something. I've got a right to health care. I've got a right to education. I've got a right to housing and so forth. No, you don't. No, you don't. Those are all things that have to be provided for you by government. And then once they do that, you start to become a slave on their plantation. So you're not going to be free if you take the free stuff. They offer you free stuff to take away your liberty. They call it negative rights, because what they're talking about with the Constitution, that's negative. That's negative. Yeah, it was a prohibition on government from taking what you possess as a human being. You can call it natural rights, or you can call it rights that we were given by our Creator. They call it negative. This is invert and subvert everything, don't they? Turn everything upside down, inside out, to lie to your face about that. All right, when we come back, we're going to play Meghan McCain on The View, unloading against Joey Behar for attacking Trump while giving Bloomberg a pass. You know, they're all bent out of shape about everything that President Trump says. And one of the reasons why President Trump, let's go ahead and play. We've got time. Let's go ahead and play video clip number one.
First of all, that's 2011 on PBS. That's not something he said after a few drinks, like at dinner privately.
Exactly.
That's something he said on air. So but where there's smoke, there's just one second.
Yeah.
He also, there's a lawsuit the Washington Post dug up where he was sued for saying there was a woman who was having trouble finding a nanny for her child, and he said it's a blanking baby. It doesn't know the difference between you and anyone else. All you need is some black who doesn't even have to speak English to rescue it from a burning building.
You know, all I have to say.
This is, but I'm just saying, you want to go up against Trump and you want to take the moral high ground, Democrats? I don't know if this guy is going
to
be the
one. Well, I have to say, there are very fine people on both sides. That was in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
He said that removing Confederate monuments was trying to take away our
culture.
This
is moral high ground.
Yeah, well, removing our Confederate monuments is trying to take away our society, our culture, our history.
He questioned whether Barack Obama.
I'm not defending Trump because I'm attacking
Bloomberg. What are you saying then? Who are you going to vote for?
I'm saying that you're shiny, sparkly. I'm saying you're shiny, sparkly guy who's surging right now, which, by the way, everybody surges in primary politics.
Yeah, I did point that out last week.
I remember when Gingrich did and Herman Cain did. Every candidate surges at one point or another.
He still thinks the Central Park Five
is guilty. Because he's a sparkly little, because you know what? I just think it's so interesting that you have a problem that we are talking about a candidate the way we would any other candidate. He just happens to be at the top getting the attention right now, which is why we're talking about it right now. What, I'm supposed to give Bloomberg a pass?
See, no matter how much he attacks their sacred cows of identity politics, you know, whether it comes after black people or it comes after trans, and of course they don't care about farmers or mechanics or anything like that. No. But when they come after, he comes after these very categories of people, they don't care. I'm saying, I'm going to kill the elderly. They don't care about that because he's a Democrat. Folks, we got to take a break and we're going to come back. Before we go, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program and everything that we do. We've got some great specials right now. We now have back in stock. We have the vitamin mineral fusion drink that's been out of stock for a while. It's a great way to get all of your essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids without taking a lot of pills. I love doing that. Just being able to drink the baseline nutrients, and you better make sure that your health is in good shape because we've got a lot of challenges coming up. InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, 50% in combo with vitamin B.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government, inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope. Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, Vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. You just heard Meghan McCain going absolutely apoplectic. It's like, you're going to give Bloomberg a pass on this? I mean, there's absolutely no way that you can spin what he's saying. And we're just talking about this with the crew. CJ was saying, you know, they look at Bloomberg's statements. It's flat out racist. He hates everybody, all groups, this elitist contempt for everyone else. And yet with President Trump, you know, with a lot of spin from The View and other people, you can make what he has to say sound like it's racist. But basically, you know, Joey Boy, well, I got a dueling quote here. You know, President Trump said they're trying to tear down the monuments of our culture and everything. It's like, yeah, they are. They are. And, you know, it's the same people who are, you know, they want to tear down not just Confederate monuments, but they're defacing monuments to the Northern soldiers. And, you know, they're coming after Columbus statues and so forth. It's kind of what we saw with Buttigieg's mentor. You know, he came after Cotton Mather, that hateful Puritan Calvinist. I just can't stand that guy. And he set the tone of America and everything. And then he comes after Ralph Waldo Emerson, who lived around the 1850s. Now, Ralph Waldo Emerson was a full-on Unitarian Universalist. I mean, he had adopted basically the ideas of Buddhism. And, you know, he thought man was basically good. Man could become God and so forth. The antithesis of what the Calvinists thought. You know, man is completely fallen. Nothing good in man. You know, you're so low beneath God, you can't even imagine what's going on. And so, but these two people, these two extremes, okay? Sokvan Berkovich, Ukrainian, who comes to Canada, then goes to America, then teaches at Harvard. And he's the guy that, Buttigieg's Marxist father wanted him to study under. He goes there to study under this guy. He looks at these two guys, these two polar extremes, and they look like they're all from the same, cut from the same cloth to him, because he's so far off to one side that these two guys look close together, right? And they're American, and we got to destroy that. And that's what these people are doing. You know, it doesn't matter if you're talking about Confederate soldiers or Union soldiers or monuments to any of that, or whether you're talking about Christopher, they've all got to go. We got to tear down everything in America. You know, that's how much they hate America. It's not Trump's racism. It's their hatred that they're looking at. But no matter what Bloomberg does, people like Joy Behar are never going to call him on it. Just like they won't call Biden on his creepy stuff. And then we had a creepy moment with Joe Biden. Let's play video clip number 11. Where he kisses an 11-year-old girl and makes an amazing comment afterwards. Video clip number 11.
Francie is 11 years old. You don't drink beer yet, do you? No. Good. Okay, well, thank you for coming and thank you for having us.
You don't drink beer, do you? Oh, okay. Yeah, he gives her a kiss.
I'm shameless. Okay.
Oh, man.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah, it's good to be the king. It's real good to be the king, right? Anything you want, because I'm Michael Bloomberg, and you aren't, right? And, of course, Joy Behar isn't going to have a problem with that either. Yeah, no problem. Can you imagine if President Trump was going around asking young girls if they, do you drink beer? And then taking a kiss, hey, I'm shameless. I can do anything I want. It's good to be the king. Meanwhile, as we look at that imperial king in the mold, I don't know. Is he married? I don't know if he's married or not. Does he have a Marie Antoinette to say, let them eat cake? Well, he's got a lot of things that he wants you to eat. He wouldn't want you to eat cake because that's got sugar in it. As a matter of fact, he made pronouncements. Even as mayor, not only did, he ban soft drinks and stuff like that, but he had other ideas that he was going to shove down your throat as well. As a matter of fact, he was demanding the hospitals not allow formula. He thought it was a good thing for kids to breastfeed, and it is a good thing, but he was going to demand it, and he was going to demand that they report all the people who got formula. I mean, this is the mindset of this guy. And now we're going to talk about the Marxists when we come back. Stay with us.
I have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement, whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the other side of the Democrat Party, the Marxist, openly Marxist side. These other people are totalitarian. All of them are totalitarian. Some of them are closet Marxists, like Buttigieg. Some of them are just totalitarians like Bloomberg. And then we have Bernie. Bernie, an embarrassment to the Democrats. He had, as the Daily Caller points out, he featured a Trotskyist Seattle council member whose party wants to seize control of banks. He took Seattle councilwoman Kashama Sawant, a socialist who belongs to a Trotskyist organization that wants to seize control of America's banks. He was the featured speaker at Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign rally in Seattle on Monday. In her speech to Sanders supporters, Sawant called for, quote, a powerful socialist movement to end all capitalist oppression. Yeah. And Bernie says, President Trump calls me a communist. I don't think he knows what a communist is. Well, Bernie knows a communist when he sees him. He he went to the Soviet Union just as it was about to collapse in on itself. He didn't recognize how eaten out, how rotten it was to the core. It was just an empty hulk, right? And he's still celebrating it with his wife. Honeymoon in Moscow, you know, shirtless, topless Bernie. Before the topless dancing girls in Las Vegas, we had topless Bernie in Moscow, celebrating with his comrades. And he says he's not a communist. This woman has this group that she's a part of, the Socialist Alternative. Again, it is a fringe Trotskyist group. It's open about its goal of a socialist United States and a socialist world. See, that's the difference. They're open about it. That's what they don't like about Bernie. He's open about it instead of being hidden about this. You know, as they talk about all of these, you know, classes and so forth. And again, remember that as the communists and socialists tried to set up the revolution here in the United States, they realized in the 1970s, they realized with the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers was very upfront about it. He said, look, we're not going anywhere. In Europe, it's been stratified with different classes, economic classes and so forth, so much that we can use that class stratification to fuel a revolution. Here in America, we can't do that. We're going to have to find division based on race. And so he popularized the white skin privilege idea. Now, that was put out by somebody else, but he popularized it. White skin privilege. Now that it's white privilege everywhere. And Bill Ayers stopped blowing up banks and federal buildings and so forth. And he went into education. and started selling the whole idea of white privilege so he could divide the country along racial lines. And now they've gone further. They want to divide the country along sexual lines and so forth. And that's what it's about. It's just about dividing people in groups. You know, this group here is a Trotskyist group. And Buttigieg's father, Pete Buttigieg Sr., I think is what his name was. I think his name was Pete. But anyway, he taught at Harvard. And again, you know, he immigrated from Malta. He's Maltese. He's not the Maltese Falcon. What do we call him? I guess we can call him the Maltese Chicken. I don't know. Anyway, he came to our shores to lecture us about communism. And his life's work was dedicated to translating and promoting the ideas of the founders of Italy's Communist Party. The ideas that he wrote from jail, because back in the early part of the 20th century, people had the good sense to lock communists up rather than to vote for them. I'm tolerant of political speech. I think we can defeat these people on the ideas. But, you know, if that's the two choices, I would rather see them in jail rather than having them put me in jail, because that's exactly what they will use your tolerance. They'll use free speech to gain power, and then they will lock up their opposition. But Buttigieg's father, as he was a professor at Notre Dame for 40 years, he was a hidden Marxist. He was selling something that he called neo-Marxism. And he was very clear about what he thought the threat was. Not necessarily the banks, not the capitalist elite. No, Buttigieg's father saw the problem as the bourgeois hegemony. In other words, middle class power. And he said the way we have to destroy middle class power is by destroying their culture. You destroy their culture by destroying their religion. That's why the Marxist Buttigieg began by trumpeting his LGBT creds to criticize Christians. That's exactly where this guy is coming from. That's his father right there. Passed away January last year. And so when we look at the Trotskyites, they're openly talking about taking bankrupt and failing companies into public ownership. Why? Because the communists can't run anything, right? So, you know, they're already bankrupt and failing, so why wouldn't you give them to the communists? Because they make everything that they touch bankrupt and a failure. She was a former activist in the Occupy Wall Street movement. Now, Bernie Sanders goes on to compare himself to Nelson Mandela. He says voting for him is like voting for Nelson Mandela. And so I have to ask you, when will the Bernie Sanders people start necklacing their political competition as the Mandelas did in South Africa? Remember that? The necklacing, taking tires and putting them around their political opponents, you know, as they bound them up first, of course, putting a tire around their neck and then setting it on fire, let them die a horrible death. Well, actually, you know, the Bernie bros have actually talked about that. I'll tell you when that'll start. That'll start after Bernie loses the election. Whether it's losing the nomination or losing the general election, his Bernie brothers are going to start necklacing the population. Or whatever else they can come up with. Maybe they'll use Molotov cocktails. Maybe Bernie will show them how he learned how to make Molotov cocktails in Moscow from his comrades. And if you think that that's a good thing, that you want to have a Nelson Mandela, maybe you should take a look at what's going on in South Africa right now. Maybe you should look at what the Marxists have done to South Africa. Not only are they following a policy of genocide to kill all the white people, they're coming after the farmers, too. You know, they want to take their land. Oh, isn't that a plank of the Democrat Party? Here in America? You know, those horrible farmers, the stupid farmers? Yeah, and then take a look even at what they've done to black people. The Zulu Nation, which has always remained a nation, never been subjugated, but part of South Africa, they are siding with the white farmers against these dangerous, radical Marxists that got into power because they had, grandfatherly Nelson Mandela that they voted for. And that's the guy that Bernie Sanders wants to compare himself to. Some of you may be familiar with Nelson Mandela. Yeah, I'm very familiar with him, Bernie. I know. I'm very familiar with all of these communists from the 20th century. That's why I don't support anything about you or the Democrats or your Marxist mobs. Remember this. fight for freedom in South Africa? Well, we're fighting to change America. Yeah, they want to turn America into South Africa. Talked to South African farmers. They said, yeah, this is coming to you, too. We didn't believe it could happen. As a matter of fact, the guy that I talked to, Simon Roche, organized a self-defense organization. He used to be part of the ANC. He bought into that Marxism. He bought into that brotherhood of man. He's a white guy. He said, yeah, I think apartheid's wrong. I'm going to sign up for this. But he didn't realize at the time. Now he understands what the Marxists are really about. They use that common brotherhood of man. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. You quote that to most of these illiterate school kids that have gone through government institutions that are called schools. Most of them think that's out of the Bible. Yeah, they've probably been told that by their Marxist liberation theologist Catholic professors like the Pope. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the environmental regulations. Ted Cruz took on Bernie Sanders of the bill to ban fracking, and I think you'll find this interesting. We have a new invention that can actually generate electricity out of thin air. This is a legit thing, folks. This is not a fantasy. This really is something that could just take air and generate electricity anywhere. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these homeland security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings, and led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for a limited time. The good news is we have
the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Bernie wants to tell his voters, voting for me is like voting for Nelson Mandela. Well, you know, they're both Marxists, and they're both going to have policies that are going to destroy our country, just like Marxism destroyed and is destroying South Africa. But they didn't really care about black people. No, certainly not the Bernie bros. We know that Bloomberg doesn't care about black people. I mean, he blamed the 2008 recession on poor blacks getting home loans. It had nothing to do with the securitization of loans and all of these crazy things that were being done by Wall Street liars and bankers, lying to the investors, pushing people into loans that they couldn't pay for. No. It was the blacks. They were the problem. But when we look at Bernie and his Marxist mob, I just talked about it yesterday, the fight. And Bloomberg made a commercial out of this. It started on Sunday, right? And then Bloomberg makes a commercial out of showing these brawling people fighting at a Bernie Sanders rally. And then Bernie Sanders talking about how we need to have civil discourse and everything, and he ends it by saying, really? Really? Are you really? Is that really what's going on at your rallies and so forth? And what did that fight start over? Well, it was somebody with a Black Guns Matter shirt. A Black Guns Matter shirt attacked by Bernie Bros because they don't want black people to have power. They don't want them to have the power to own their own guns. They probably come after the old Black Panthers as well. It's you know, that was what that was all about. Quite frankly, in the early days, you know, they just said, hey, we're going to have guns so we can protect ourselves and our communities. And they don't want that. No. They're not there to support empowering black people, because if you wanted to empower black people, you wouldn't get upset about Black Guns Matter. And then we have the labor unions coming after Bernie Sanders as well, accusing him of not listening to workers. Washington Times reports criticism from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. That would be the electrical bros to you, Bernie. The juice bros. They claim 25,000 members. It's the second anti-Bernie blast from unions. The other one came from Nevada's biggest union, and that is the culinary workers. They also criticized Bernie. They don't like his Medicare for All healthcare plan, because they said, we've got our own health care plan that we like. Oh, you like your health care plan that you negotiated? You can't keep it, says Bernie. So going back to the electrical bros, they took out an ad against Bernie in the Sacramento Bee, and they laid out their grievances with the Marxist, saying that he had adopted, quote, the Democratic Socialist proposal for a state takeover of Pacific Gas and Electric, without bothering to ask the local workers what it would do to the state. In other words, you know, Bernie wants to run the entire power grid, but he doesn't have any idea what he's going to run the power grid with. It's going to be with political power. That's how I'm going to power your homes, with political power. I don't want any oil or gas or coal, none of that stuff there. We're gonna do it, I don't know, ask her. She's got the details. She'll be coming up here to talk to you about that. No, the electrical workers are calling BS on Bernie's plan to run our power into the ground. The union said it would cost the government $100 billion. It would hike prices for energy consumers, so you can't afford it. You know, Bloomberg will be able to afford it. Millionaires like Bernie and his wife, they'll be able to afford it, but not you. And it wouldn't improve on the utility's already expansive efforts to improve environmental policy. They said, Senator Sanders did not even bother to ask the hardworking men and women of IBEW 1245 for our views and our expertise before he launched a slick video proposing to dramatically impact our jobs and our communities. See, if you're an electrical worker, what are you going to do when there's no electricity? Yeah, they kind of get it. See, these people out there, these electricians and mechanics and farmers, they're not stupid people. They understand when somebody's cutting their throat. You know, Thomas Jefferson thought that the agrarian society was the backbone of our country, not just Oliver Wendell Douglas from Green Acres. No, he got that from Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson thought that actually all the different tasks that you had to do and all these other things, you know, working for a living, that grounded you, made you appreciate where this was coming from. And he was very proud of the fact that when he got rid of all internal taxes, as he said in his second inaugural address, Thomas Jefferson said, "We've eliminated all internal taxes." How did he do that? Well, he got rid of useless and unconstitutional offices. So he reduced the size of government so that it would fit inside the Constitution. Wow. And once you make government small enough to fit inside the Constitution, guess what? There were no taxes, no internal taxes. The only people who were taxed were foreigners who were trying to sell goods to Americans. That's called tariffs. Tariffs. And he said, we may now ask, Thomas Jefferson said in his second inaugural, we may now ask, what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows the tax man? In other words, they don't pay any taxes. Whereas, you know, contrast that to Bloomberg. Yeah, those rubes will pay all the taxes, and I'll tell them what they can and cannot have. Now, meanwhile, the Culinary Workers Union in Nevada, the biggest union there, has declined to endorse anyone in this donkey race. Though their blast at Mr. Sanders, writes Washington Times, has drawn a lot of attention, given that they have attacked his signature government-run health care plan. This is a 60,000-member Nevada chapter. They said they've negotiated a generous health care plan for their members, and they would have to give that up under Mr. Sanders' vision. Vision, yeah, they like their health care. They'd like to keep their health care. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at Ted Cruz torching Bernie Sanders and occasional Cortex's bill to ban fracking. It's not just fracking, folks. They want to ban all oil and gas. And the problem is they don't have anything to replace it with. One of the things, we don't have time to play the video in this before we go to break, so we'll play it when we come back. I'll just give you a tease here. Ted Cruz said, we're currently experiencing an American energy renaissance. Of course, some people pronounce that in the UK, they pronounce that renaissance. But the alternative that is coming up is not a renaissance, but it is Baroque. Yeah, the Democrat Party will leave you Baroque, no matter how you spell that. With the United States having now become the number one producer of oil and the number one producer of natural gas on the planet. And so that's why these people have to shut it down. Why? Because we can't have America being self-sufficient. You can't have prosperity. You can't have jobs. Got to shut that down. Again, going back to the 1970s, when everybody was freaking out, gas lines, the OPEC was strangling our supply of energy. And everybody was saying, we got to get energy from somewhere. Where are we going to get energy from? You know, they came up, the mainstream magazines, Time and Newsweek, I've shown it many times. They said, we're going to be out of oil by the mid-1980s. And we're going to be out of natural gas by the late 1980s, but we got 500 years worth of coal. So they came after coal first. They're wrong about all that. We have pretty much an infinite supply of energy, and I'm going to tell you when we come back how you can get it out of thin air. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events.
This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly that a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, get the best deals, get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. Silence. Silence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Night Show.
Tax the rich to feed the poor till there ain't no rich no more. I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. Let's let Bernie do it all. Yeah. Bernie and AOC, they think they know what to do. They're going to shut down our energy as well, right? And I want to play the clip for you by Ted Cruz where he takes us on. Again, he says, we got an energy renaissance. And they're going to make us all go broke. They're going to shut down our supply of energy. That's going to not only destroy our quality of life, availability of cheap energy is directly tied to life expectancy. So it's not just the quality of life, it's the quantity of life. These people are a death cult, and they are hell-bent on destroying the middle class. That's exactly what Buttigieg's neo-Marxist professor, father at Notre Dame, openly talked about. We got to destroy the power of the middle class. We do it by destroying their culture, by destroying their religion. We do it by destroying their families. Let's play video clip number 9. However, we got Ted Cruz is talking about how they're going to destroy your energy. Video clip number 9.
We're currently experiencing an American energy renaissance, with the United States having now become the number one producer of oil and the number one producer of natural gas on the planet.
The energy independence of the United States is something that people have been talking about for 50 years, and I never thought it would happen, and here it is. It's in the nature of a miracle.
Fracking unlocked massive shale deposits of both natural gas and oils, totally transformed the geopolitical world.
We are now very proudly an exporter of energy to the world.
We need to put an end to fracking, not only in New York and Vermont, but all over this country.
What is dangerous about the climate movement is it has become an emotional primal scream rather than being driven by science.
By 2030, no more cars. By 2035, no more production of electricity.
Political leaders who are advocating this are also advocating massive government control of the economy and socialism. Climate is a good excuse to say you've got to have socialism or else all of humanity is going to die.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
Imagine if one party disagreed with the other party on whether it was a good idea to treat cancer.
Policies to ban fracking would cost 14 million jobs nationally, and the state of Texas would cost 1.5 million jobs. It is hard to find something that would be more economically devastating.
We're currently experiencing an American...
Yeah, imagine if the parties disagreed about treating cancer. Imagine if you had some elitist bastard like Bloomberg say, well, you got cancer and you're old, just have a live long and prosper, my friend. We're not going to do anything for you. Because they control everything, and you have to go to them and beg your masters, you know, the masters of the plantation. You got to beg them for handouts. It's great what Ted put together there, Ted Cruz. You got to have socialism or else humanity is going to die. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. What they're selling you is socialism. They're not selling you saving the planet. The planet is not dying. And then he talks about jobs, but let's just talk about the basic science behind this. I want to play a video clip from Bill Nye, the no science guy. This is an idiot. This is a certified idiot who is making all these pronouncements. Look, Bill Nye is about the same age as I am. Bill Nye got a degree in mechanical engineering, a bachelor's degree. I got a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. Don't they do math in mechanical engineering? Do they bother to look at data? Do they look at models? Do they understand anything? Well, of course they do. What? Who gave him his degree? People who are alumni of that university be up in arms because this guy makes it look like they didn't teach you guys anything at that school. Come on. Give me a break. Let's play video clip number 3. We got Bill Nye talking to Chris Matthews, and you won't believe the insanity of these two guys. Watch this. Video clip number 3.
To the center, where she was going to have more influence and so on. So
hold it right there. Okay, freeze it right there. Now look what he's got there. Okay, this is not a chart of temperatures or data or anything like that. This is an org chart about one particular person that he's got a beef about in the EPA that's going to be promoted by President Trump or whatever. So this is not a chart about data or trends or anything. This is an org chart. It's all about politics. It's all about political power. This is what this is not the nonsense that was being put up by Al Gore, the inventions of Michael Mann, the hockey stick that he had no data to support, that he wouldn't show you that. That was the basis of all of the ClimateGate. You know, back in 2009 and so forth, that ClimateGate 1, ClimateGate 2 had 1,000 emails. These guys saying, hey, you know, the data doesn't support our conclusions and so forth. So he said, yeah, let's see your data. And he was able to hide that because he got the support of the court. So, oh, by the way, we got to end judicial tyranny. But let's go ahead and finish the rest of this video first. Let's go back to that video.
About she and her husband, Ms. Gunasekara, is they have two kids. They have two young kids. And they're going to inherit this earth.
They shouldn't be able
and
to.
And they're going to have to,
they should have stopped that.
Interact with their parents kids, when their parents have been strong advocates of putting more carbon dioxide in the air. And they, what they do, very common in the environment, in the people that they have hired, the Environmental Protection Agency of late, including Mr. Wheeler, is, confuse or try to blur the idea that carbon dioxide, although not a traditional pollutant, is a problem. Carbon dioxide is the problem. Yes, methane's a problem.
It is the problem.
Some other greenhouse gases.
No, it's ignorance,
Bill.
You're ignorant.
Because there is so much carbon dioxide, it is the main thing that we need to address. And this whole idea.
That, you mean the stuff that kills you if you park your car in the garage and close the door?
Yeah, well,
that's not too
but that's also carbon monoxide, which replaces
oxygen.
Okay,
let's hear that. Hear that, Chris Matthews. I understand. I'm with you. That's the stuff that you get when you park your car in the garage and you let it run and you close the door. You know, that's what happens to Hillary Clinton's political opponents. They get carbon monoxide. These people don't know carbon monoxide from carbon dioxide. They don't know the two of them from carbon. They're always talking about carbon this, carbon that. No wonder Chris Matthews is totally clueless and confused. Yeah, I'm with you, Bill. Yeah, carbon monoxide, that stuff is bad. Now, we're talking about what we as humans breathe out. Maybe that's really what Bill Nye is upset about. He's like, isn't that these two kids are going to grow up and they're going to say, why didn't you save the planet for us? Now, he doesn't want people to have two kids. These are the same people who are promoting radical population reduction. You shouldn't be able to have two kids because they're breathing out carbon dioxide. They're eating animals so they breathe out carbon dioxide. So cut the meat to these kids as well. As a matter of fact, cut the food production all the way. See, the problem is the plants breathe that in. It's a system that's designed by God, the very God that Bill Nye denies. These people don't know anything. They don't understand. They lie to you about the science. Here's the best example of this, coming out of the notrickzone.com. Is all-time Antarctic record high temperature, is that just a sensational hoax by The Guardian? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They had the alleged 20.75 degrees C. That's about 69 degrees Fahrenheit. Supposedly logged by a Brazilian scientist was supposedly almost a full degree higher than the previous record of 19.8 degrees C taken on that same island, Cygni Island, January 1982. Well, you know what? It was that warm in 1982, and the world did not melt down, you know, nearly 40 years ago. So The Guardian grabbed that, and they blared it with a great deal of alarm. But it turns out, if you go back and you look at the people who are actually taking the temperature records, remember when we said we tried to get the temperature records from Michael Mann? He held them? Well, actually, there's a German organization, wetteronline.de. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.Video and InfoWars.com today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life.
Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the program, we actually are today. I've talked about this a couple of different days. I never got around to getting to the coronavirus, but we will talk about it. It's not only is there concern by many people about what really may be here, because we get lied to so often by the Chinese government. As a matter of fact, Bloomberg threatened to destroy the lives of a couple of Bloomberg reporter and his wife, who was in Beijing studying socialism. Now, you know that if you go to a communist country to study socialism, you are a dyed-in-the-wool authoritarian. But her husband noticed that the Xi Jinping family was getting incredibly rich. It's funny how that works out, isn't it? You know, all these true believers in socialism. This stuff is just great. A common brotherhood of man, and we equalize everything. You know, this is not a new idea. It's a new term. You know, again, they come up with these different terms. They call it socialism to try to make it sound like it's scientific, right? It's social sciences. And yet, the whole idea is ancient, right? It's envy followed by theft. And it was around at the time this country was founded. Jefferson and the others called these people levelers. Levelers. Because they wanted to level society. Communists is what they call themselves now. Socialists, if they want to sound like they're acceptable. Because, you know, communism, after they killed tens of millions of people in China alone, is not considered to be a socially acceptable title until today. And even Bernie Sanders kind of steps back a little bit from that.
Progressives, socialists, communists.
But we're going to talk about that coming up. Today I wanted to spend, we're going to talk about the coronavirus coming up. I wanted to spend some time before the debate to tell you what they should be talking about with the debate, that they're not going to be talking about with the debate. There'll be some back and forth about the comments that have surfaced in the last few days. The Washington Post and other media have now pulled up Bloomberg's comments, and that's fair game. He ought to be called to the carpet for these comments. He ought to be able, he ought to have to defend his record. But they're not really going to talk about the radical environmentalism, the communism, the open borders, all the regulatory controls of every detail of your life that they want to do out of Washington. They're not going to talk about any of that. You're not going to see those kinds of questions asked by the mainstream media. They will try to generate a fight, and I think they'll get one. You know, Elizabeth Warren is desperate, and so is Bernie Sanders right now, desperate to come after Bloomberg. So it might actually be a little bit entertaining to watch. I'll be looking at the clips because it's past my bedtime. I have an early show. But we're going to get back to that in just a moment. We're going to talk about the beard that they use to sell you socialism, as Ted Cruz was saying, and that's environmentalism. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you what keeps us on the air. And that is the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great specials. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock, 40% off. Same thing with Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. It is also 40% off. If you want to get both of them and use them, try both of them. You can get the combined pack at 50% off. And when we talk about the coronavirus, whether you believe that this is something that is a risk or not, understand that you need to be in as good a shape, as good a health as possible. Whether it's the flu, the common flu, or whether it's the coronavirus or any other challenge to your health, it's going to be determined by your general health. And you know, if you were elderly or very young or you have a compromised immune system, you're going to be more susceptible to any kind of disease. And we have a lot of people who die from normal colds and other issues simply because they're not in top physical condition. So make sure that your immune system is in tip-top shape. You want to make sure that you've got sufficient vitamins and minerals and amino acids. You've got baseline coverage there, and you can do that now with our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get all of that without swallowing a bunch of pills. You can put that in a drink. You can make it taste however you want it to taste, and that is now back in stock and 40% off. We also have our Ultra 12, our Vitamin B12, the best form of Vitamin B12 that you're going to find anywhere. Yes, it is an expensive form of Vitamin B12, but we've got it discounted. Methylcobalamin is now discounted 40% off. And if you get the Ultimate 12 and the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink mixed together, you get that 50% off. Also, don't forget we have our Immune Gargle Spray. That has nano silver in it. It's very effective at fighting virus and bacteria. And you can get that discounted in two sizes. The 3.4 ounce and the 1 ounce bottles are both 40% off. And storable food. We still have a supply of storable food, but there are a lot of demands for this, so you want to get signed up as soon as possible. Look for emergency survival foods at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. And storable food is something that you can keep for 25 years. So if the Democrats get control of the helm, they shut down the electric grid, they shut down the economy, food prices soar for whatever reason, or if there is a massive pandemic, or even if there's just a storm that comes through your area, you know, a hurricane or a winter storm or whatever, you've got storable food and you don't have to go out to take care of it. It's going to last for 25 years. It's non-GMO. It's made in America. Best packaging you're going to find anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Let's talk about, again, we talked about this report. People sounding the alarm. It appears that this originated with an AFP news agency report. And then it got picked up by The Guardian, who is always, always over the top in terms of climate alarmism. Is there any basis for this claim that they've set an all-time Antarctic record high temperature, saying that it is 1 degree higher, 1 degree centigrade higher than the temperature was in 1982? And I look at that and it's like, why would I even be alarmed by that if that were true? Because that was in 1982 and we didn't all die. No, actually, the WMO is trying to get the actual temperature data for that island, Seymour Island, part of a chain of islands off of the Antarctic Peninsula. The website itself is citing the media as its source. Get that? Media reports say the researchers logged a temperature of 20.75 degrees centigrade. Mr. Chervany cautioned that it is premature to say that Antarctica has exceeded 20 degrees C for the first time. Again, it appears to have originated in an AFP news agency. It was then picked up by The Guardian and publicized. Now the whole story is beginning to look like it was a hoax and a bunch of rumors and then picked up. Even the weather people picked this up and said, oh, the media's reporting this. It's like, you're supposed to be feeding them the data, right? And again, the German climate people, weather online, they call it wetter online, Deutschland. That's what I love about the German language. You can always kind of figure out what they're saying, right? Anyway, shows that the high temperature on February the 9th at the Seymour Island Station was only, wait for it, not 20.75 degrees C, but 16 degrees C. In other words, translated for all of us rubes here in America into degrees Fahrenheit, it's a difference of 69 degrees Fahrenheit versus 61 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a pretty big difference, 8-degree difference that they misreported. And yet you're not going to see, don't hold your breath, don't hold your carbon dioxide, waiting for a retraction from The Guardian. No, they just make this stuff up. Meanwhile, what is the temperature in a garage where an electric car explodes in flames? Well, that's a rhetorical question. We now have not a Tesla, because we've had that happen many, many times with Teslas. We've had the video footage of them as they spontaneously combust. But we have now had a Porsche Taycan has exploded in a Florida garage, causing significant damage. They say, well, yeah, I would imagine if your car explodes in your garage, that causes significant damage. It appears that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration could launch a probe into why this Porsche Taycan electric car erupted into flames in a South Florida garage. A Twitter handle described the incident as an explosion. Now, just think about this. We've had 130 Taycans sent to the United States by Porsche. One of them has exploded. We're talking about nearly a 1% rate of explosion here. Just saying. In just a matter of months, 1% of them have exploded into flames. That's why I said, you know, when we look at President Trump there at the Daytona 500 this weekend, you're not going to have a Daytona 500 with electric cars. You're not going to have a 24 hours of Le Mans. You're going to have a 2 to 4 hours of Le Mans. The rest of the time, people are going to be watching these stupid things charging. And the only excitement you're going to have is if one of them spontaneously combusts while it's charging, like these cars typically do. There he is, riding the beast. The garage had significant damage. The Taycan was a complete loss. You know, I think Porsche should have called this car the Toucan. Because what they're doing is they're parroting this whole battery electric car nonsense. And they could actually, you know, have a joint marketing thing with a cereal company. You know, they could sell Fruit Loops and Taycans. Toucan selling a Taycan, selling cereal and Fruit Loops to other Fruit Loops. Yeah, there you go. Buy a electric car, Fruit Loop, and you get a box of free Fruit Loops. When we come back, I'll tell you about that story I've been talking about, a new invention that generates electricity out of thin air. Huh.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but, man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word, because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and Infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I said I would tell you about the new invention to generate electricity out of thin air. This is being reported by SciTechDaily.com. Said it will offer clean energy 24/7. So I don't really care where we get our energy. It's got to be practical. And I have no attachment to the oil industry, the petroleum industry, carbon, any of that stuff. I mean, I want to be able to continue to drive my car. I like it. I plan on keeping it till I die. From my cold, dead hands, you'll take my car. And these people will, if they get power. They will stop allowing the fuel that runs it to be produced. And they will also, all you people who are celebrating, yeah, that's right, we're going to shut down those dirty internal combustion engines. Well, you're not going to have any electricity run your electric cars either. You won't even be able to explode your garages with them. Burn your houses down. I mean, I remember back in North Carolina when they first started putting out the Nissan Leafs, we had several houses that burned down as people were trying to charge their cars and their battery. They didn't say that that Porsche Taycan burned down the house, but, you know, it can happen. Anyway, you're not even going to be able to charge your electric car with the grid. You've got these idiots like Occasional Cortex saying, we're going to put a charging network, build an infrastructure for the electric cars. These people won't even build roads. They won't even repair the roads that are existing. And they're going to completely nationalize and take over and shut it down, the generation of electricity for that grid. So go ahead and put up your charging stations. You're not going to have any juice coming down the line to fuel your battery-operated electric cars. I mean, this is just insanity. It's just a scam to try to get socialism in place. But how do you get electricity out of thin air? Scientists at the University of Massachusetts Amherst have a device that is actually using nanotech to do this. I mean, this is serious stuff. Uses a natural protein to create electricity from moisture in the air. A new technology, they say, could have significant implications for the future of renewable energy, climate change, and the future of medicine. They'll have to find a new excuse for socialism if they come up with something like this, right? They call this device the AirGen, or the air-powered generator. It has an electrically conductive protein nanowires. That's where the nanotech comes in. They create protein nanowires produced by the microbe Geobacter. The AirGen connects electrodes to the protein nanowires in such a way that the electric current is generated from water vapor naturally present in the atmosphere. This is the thing that's kind of interesting to me. You know, they just found a bacteria that's eating up radioactive material in Chernobyl and stuff. It's absolutely amazing the variety of organisms that God has created. Now, you know, we look at this CRISPR-Cas9 bacteria that they, you know, that's not some machine that these gene splicers have back in their laboratory, you know, like you think of when you think of Jurassic Park, right? That's not a machine. This is actually something that they took from a bacteria that they found at a very specific level, only grows at a very specific level in the Yellowstone geysers. And so now they've got a microbe
They can connect with nanowires to this microbe. It can generate electricity out of thin air. So it's actually God's microbe that's generating the electricity out of thin air. They're using the nanowires. That's their technology to grab it. It can generate power even in areas with extremely low humidity, such as the Sahara Desert. And, of course, it can even work indoors because your house is probably not as dry as the Sahara Desert. It requires only a thin film of protein nanowires less than 10 microns thick. Here's the rub. The rub is energy density. Yeah, I just pointed out how the energy density of all of the batteries in a Tesla S are equivalent to 3 gallons of gasoline. And the problem with this is that it doesn't have sufficient power density to really be of any practical use, at least at the moment. But, you know, hey, let's keep looking at this. Meanwhile, let's not outlaw the things that work. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about that interesting bit of nanotechnology. They use nanowires to grab electricity from a microbe that can generate electricity. The microbe is actually generating electricity. The nanowires are just transferring it. The microbe generates it from air. Takes air, generates electricity. Amazing. Now, the problem is, as you can imagine, is it's not very high-density energy. So when they talk about it, they say, well, you know, the next steps, we could step this up so that we could power electronic wearables such as health and fitness monitors and smartwatches and things like that. We could use it to power cell phones, maybe, if we really scale it up. We might even be able to incorporate it into wall paint that could help to power your home, could help to power. Notice they say help to power your home. You're not going to get enough energy density out of that to really power your home. Just like we're talking about with a Tesla, you take the battery that is a rectangle at the bottom of the Tesla car. And this is standard design now for all the different cars. Doesn't matter if it's Tesla, Rivian, any of these. They've got a battery that's down low beneath the floorboard. A big rectangle between both axles, and you take that entire battery surface right now as it is, and it holds the equivalent of energy of about 3 gallons of gas. So, you know, that's why range is the issue. Of course, that range goes down significantly if you try to do something like pull, like a pickup truck would or like a semi-truck would. And the problem is that to fill up those 3 gallons can take you hours. Up to 8 hours, depending on how much, whether you got a supercharging station or whatever, at least 45 to, minutes to an hour to charge, to fill up 3 gallons. How long does it take you to pump 3 gallons in your car? Okay, point made. I fully expect we can make large systems, I said, that will be a major contribution to sustainable energy production. So even the people who are looking at this say, well, that's not really going to get us there. So we need to not throw away the things that work. And that means not only our cars and our energy grid, but that also means capitalism, the free market, the Bill of Rights, and our Constitution. and the middle class that people like Buttigieg are so intent on destroying. I want to focus a little bit more on these politicians who are going to be lying to you on TV tonight and the mainstream media who's not going to ask them the underlying questions about these comments that Bloomberg has made. You know, because Bloomberg is out there talking about how much he hates farmers. But in reality, what he's talking about is the system that he wants to set up. That's really what you need to be paying attention to. Michael Bloomberg, think about this. Wall Street Journal points out that towards the end of his three-term tenure, they pointed out, they said, here's what his biggest problem was during the three terms that he served as mayor. Perhaps Mr. Bloomberg's most controversial move was to run for a third term in 2009 by engineering the repeal of a law passed twice by voter referendum, limiting city elected officials to two terms. Now, you hear Democrats all the time say, President Trump is going to stay president forever. He's going to change the laws. He's going to make himself stay in forever. Bloomberg already did that. The people who are raising the alarms about this, the establishment Democrats and press, they're now behind a guy who already did this to stay in for three terms. And he did it over the wishes of a law that was passed twice by voter referendum. He did this in 2009. He said the decision colored his final years in office as his approval rating fell from the high 60s and never again cracked 50% in his third term, according to Marist polls. Voters, after he left office, then for a third time, reinstated term limits in 2010. Now, why would he do that? Why would he change the rules to allow himself to run for a third term? Well, he said he had to do it because only he could prevent forest fires. The forest fire of the 2008 mortgage meltdown, which he blamed the global financial crisis. Who was to blame for the global? I pointed this out yesterday. In some of his speeches to the bankers and so forth, he said, you know, it's when we gave loans to those poor black people. They shouldn't have had, you know, loans for houses. And that's right. They were tricked into loans that they could not afford by these bankers, who then turned around, his friends on Wall Street, then turned around and lied to investors. They ripped off investors on Main Street as they were ripping off the poor people in these redlined districts. They lied both ways. Isn't that interesting? You know, those people, Bloomberg's friends, the intelligentsia, and the financial press lied to everybody about what the true cause of that was. Where they would bring in, they would rig these people in with mortgages that they couldn't afford, and then they would take them apart, destroying the chain of title, securitizing them. In other words, think of it as instead of having a bunch of discrete mortgages, you just put them in a blender and you just chop them all up so you can't tell one from the other. And you sell that as a package to people and say, yeah, it's all good. Don't worry about it. And defraud the investors as well. That whole thing blew up. But according to Bloomberg, it was a fault of the black poor people, those redlined districts that unfortunately they started loaning money to. And so because of that, he needed to have a third term to fix that because he could take those black people and throw them up against the wall. Stop and frisk. Bloomberg also proposed a ban on baby formula. Will they ask him about this tonight? At the same time, he's telling everybody you can't have soft drinks. He was demanding that mothers breastfeed their babies because he knows better than you. Look, I think it's a good thing not to have a lot of sugar. But persuade people, okay? This guy has the heart of an authoritarian. He wants to prohibit everything that he doesn't like. In 2012, Bloomberg demanded that hospitals stop handing out baby formula and persuade more new mothers to breastfeed their babies. Yeah, well, persuasion wasn't a big part of it. It was demands. He demanded that they do this. The New York Health City Health Department will monitor the number of formula bottles being given out and demand a medical reason for each one. Right? And he said, we want to support mothers who choose to breastfeed. If you make the choice that they have chosen for you, then they will support you in that. But if you choose not to do that, then they will not support you. They will come after you. Or they'll come after the hospital and the doctors with some kind of recrimination because they want to have a medical reason. What do they do if you don't have a good reason to give somebody a formula instead of breastfeed? What if that's just their choice? It may not be the choice that you would make, Bloomberg. Again, you know, my body, my choice. Where are all these pro-choice women who love Michael Bloomberg and the Democrat Party when he is demanding that they breastfeed their babies? What is he, like straight out of a Margaret Atwater novel or something? A Handmaid's Formula. That is a formula for tyranny, isn't it? The proposed ban on baby formula arrives soon after the ban on sugary drinks and the ban on trans fats in city restaurants. Again, you know, just educate people. It's kind of interesting when you talk about this. You know, we had alcohol prohibition. We had a constitutional amendment to do it legally. It was a bad idea because it didn't work. But, you know, they didn't go that route with tobacco. You know, they banned marijuana. They banned all these other things. They didn't do that constitutionally. But they had more of a positive effect on tobacco by educating people about the respiratory and heart issues involved with smoking. And they were able to get that down mostly through persuasion. Yeah, there were laws against smoking in public places and things like that, but mostly it was education. They just don't care to even talk to you anymore. They don't like it. You can't have it because they make all the decisions. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at what's going on with William Barr and President Trump. It's absolutely amazing to me what is not happening in the Justice Department and what is happening in the attitude of A.G. Barr. It's almost like this guy worked for George Bush or something. Oh, that's right, he did. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Three weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You've just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings and, led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on InfoWars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine. Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course,
Vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I buy it.
Oh, about $1 billion ought to do it. Now, how much does it cost for that presidency? Okay, I'll take one. I might take two or even three, you know, because only a Bloomberg can save the world. That's why you had to have 3 terms in New York City. So, you know, how much does that presidency cost? I'll take 1, 2, maybe 3. I might have an extra helping and I'll just help myself to whatever you have because you're stupid. You don't know anything and we will be stupid and deserve that if we allow that the man who would be king. It's good to be the king, isn't it? Bloomberg accused of helping communist China suppress embarrassing news stories. This is a woman who's written a long op-ed piece published by The Intercept. She said when Bloomberg News reporting on China was challenged, Bloomberg tried to ruin me for speaking out. She said my story shows the links that the Bloomberg machine will go to in order to avoid offending Beijing. Bloomberg's company is so dependent on the vast China market for its business that its lawyers threatened to devastate my family financially if I didn't sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, silencing me about how Bloomberg News killed a story that was critical of the Chinese Communist Party leaders. It was only when I hired Ed Snowden's lawyers in Hong Kong that Bloomberg eventually called off their hounds after many attempts to intimidate me. There you go. Now, what do you think is going to happen? Somebody whose only concern is making money and where he can make it the most is where you've got the biggest population in China. Well, what do you think his policies are going to be towards China, towards trade and so forth? As I said earlier in the program, Jefferson was very happy to say that what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic would know the tax man under his regime because he'd eliminated all the things that government had already started doing in the first 2 terms that weren't in the Constitution. He said, we've eliminated useless offices and so forth, things that are not warranted under the Constitution. And because of that, we've been able to eliminate all internal taxation. So the only people who paid taxes were foreigners. Now, the people who support open trade, as they call it, free trade, look, I'm all for freedom. And the way you have freedom is you have what these people are saying, well, that's protectionist. Thomas Jefferson, the most libertarian president we ever had, was a protectionist by their definition. We had a tax regime from Jefferson on that was largely about protecting domestic industry. We had a free trade zone within America. But at the borders, if goods came in, the people who were foreign people trying to sell goods into our market, that would come along with a tax that helped to protect the development of our industries internally. When we got into the 20th century, the same bankers and globalists and billionaires like Bloomberg, you know, people like J.P. Morgan and others, they engineered the Federal Reserve, They engineered the income tax to tax every farmer, laborer, and mechanic, and then at the same time they took down the taxes on foreigners at the border. That's what the regime has been for the globalists, these global businessmen. Foreigners don't pay taxes, you pay taxes. And as a matter of fact, if you're an American business, you pay taxes. And then because the other people protect their markets, you pay taxes and then they get taxed again when they go into these other markets. Makes it even harder for us to be able to sell into even Europe, for example, let alone China, where they have a 10-to-1 ratio. That's why all these people in Wall Street who like Bloomberg, who've been complaining about Trump's trade war, they've been silent while China has been bombing our industry and our factories into oblivion for decades. For decades. Allowed to charge 10 times as much for the products that we sell there. In Europe, they have internal taxes for sure. Heavy taxes. They have like a VAT tax and stuff like that. But if they're going to export their goods to America, their governments take those taxes off. Those internal taxes are removed for goods that they're going to export into America. We don't do that for American companies. No, we tax them here in America, and then the foreigners tax them again. That's what's contributing to our trade imbalance. Policy. Policy. So this lady, Letta Hong Fincher, said she was studying sociology in Beijing. You know, think about that. She's getting a PhD in sociology, and she goes to Beijing. Communist Beijing. You know, she's got to be pretty diehard into this. My husband, she said, Michael Forsyth, was the lead writer on a Bloomberg News article about the vast accumulation of wealth by relatives of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Part of an award-winning, quote, Revolution to Riches, unquote, a series about Chinese leaders. Well, you could make that same series about every one of these leaders in every one of these communist countries. You know, they impoverish everybody else, but look at the mansions that they live in, right? They're just little tin pot dictators. It doesn't matter whether they use Marxism or socialism or environmentalism in order to get absolute power, but they always make sure that they and their friends and their inner circle are ridiculously wealthy. Everybody else gets poor while that happens. Doesn't matter if it's Venezuela or Nicaragua, communist China, Iraq, you've got Saddam Hussein, whatever. It's always the same story, regardless of what kind of lies they use to get and keep power. She said she was studying sociology, and her husband started looking at this wealth accumulated by these kleptocrats. That's really what they are. Call them Chinese or call them communists. They're not Chai Coms. They're actually fascists. The people in Hong Kong understand what they are. They have merged government with private industry. You know, they are the fascists who now own and run industry. They're not the Maoist type of communist. Mao starved everybody to death. These people are making it work to their advantage. Anyway, like other visiting Western reporters, she said, critical of the communist government, her husband soon found himself receiving death threats that included threats against her and the couple's two young children. So that's what happens in China. Fincher said that Bloomberg News told him not to say anything about the death threats pending an internal investigation. But after several months, she broke her silence and she mentioned them on Twitter. Within a matter of hours, she said her husband was contacted by a Bloomberg manager and told to, quote, get your wife to delete her tweets, unquote. She refused to do so. Although she said she stopped talking about the threats because she's fearful in antagonizing the company while she and Forsyth were dependent on his job with them. Another story that happened in late 2013 led to the couple's most serious trouble with Bloomberg News. Eventually, it cost him his job. And this concerned the secret finances of Xi, President Xi, and other top Chinese officials. A Bloomberg managing editor, Jonathan Kaufman, said in an email late September 2013, I'm in awe of the way you tracked down and deciphered the financial holdings and the players. It's a real revelation. A revelation about a revolution. I'm looking forward to pushing it up the line, according to an account published by the Financial Times. Then Bloomberg killed the story at the last minute, and the company fired my husband in November after comments by Bloomberg News editor-in-chief Matt Winkler were linked. Leaked. If we run the story, we'll be kicked out of China. So she says, yeah, Bloomberg is lying to the American people, and he's willing to bend to the Communist Party because of his business interests. Well, you know, I know some other oligarchs like that who happen to control social media and the internet. Isn't that a surprise? Yeah. Nobody is willing to stand up and tell the truth. That's why we need your support here, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I mean, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nanosilver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra, but never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation-states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.Video and InfoWars.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move yourself with yourself. Move on back to square.
Welcome back. We're just talking about Bloomberg and what he will do to protect his business in China. What will she do? XI. I still can't understand why they spell it that way. Of course, they wouldn't want to refer to him as a she. He does not identify as a trans. He identifies as a tyrant. And we're going to take a look at what's going on in China. Let's just take a look at this now for, you know, we talk about the virus. You know, is this the health emergency that many people fear? Or is it being hyped? Is it something that developed naturally? Or was it bioengineered? Did it escape from the lab and so forth? But let's take a look at the economics for right now. And there he is, Winnie the Pooh himself. Yeah. let's take a look at the economics. Right now, China is claiming that 95% of state-operated enterprises have restarted production. However, Zero Hedge points out there's a problem with that. Even though they're saying that 95% of the SOEs, state-operated enterprises, in oil, petrochemical, communication, power grid, and transport sectors have restarted production, it looks like if you look at real unmanipulated data, that's not true. But just before we look at the data, just think about that list there, right? The Chinese government is operating oil, petroleum, communication, power grid, transportation, so forth, as well as many other things. And any enterprise that you create over there, even if you go in and start up a company, you got to have communist kleptocrats as part of your, you know, on the board of directors and key stockholders. They get an ownership share in that, right? Because you got to pay them off. It's called corruption. You know, you can call it whatever you want, but it's just nothing but corruption. It's part of the China price. They have all these Chinese people that are mandated in that, so they get their cut. It's just like the mafia. It is a mafia. And then they're able to steal your intellectual property, and then they're also able to use slave labor. They're able to manipulate the currency exchange rates. They're able to manipulate tariff rates and so forth. All of that is involved in the so-called China price. Which is why, you know, so many Americans have just given up trying to make anything in America and they go to China. Oh, let me just get in on this. You know, can't beat them, you join them and so forth. But yeah, that's what they control everything. But then take a look at the real data. They said, so if 95% of these state operated enterprises are back in business, then how are people getting to work? Because there's no congestion. And they took a look at some of the charts that were coming out that weren't manipulated and controlled by the government. And you can see what typically happens is you have a drop in people traveling right at the center of the lunar holiday. But then typically it ramps right back up, and it didn't. It stayed flatlining. Go down to that next graph there. Scroll down. Yeah, you can see it right there. Goes right off the cliff and stays down low. So that's a daily number of trips, and that includes trips made by road, railway, flight, and ship. And you see the problem there, right? People are not moving. So how are they getting to work? Because the Chinese government controls all the transportation for the most part. I mean, they have cars, but you look at the roads are empty. And as further evidence of this, we have Cryptogon.com pointing out via Bloomberg that, and of course you can trust it because it's Bloomberg, right? But no, I do believe that this is true. They said thousands of containers of frozen pork, chicken, and beef are piling up at major Chinese ports as transportation is disrupted and labor shortages are slowing operation. And so it's kind of like what happened in Puerto Rico, right? After the natural disaster, they said, we're starving it. We can't get, because Puerto Rico had nationalized electricity production. I remember a couple of years ago, right as the show began, we had a hurricane that went through and skirted the Puerto Rican island. It was more devastating in other areas. They basically missed the center of it. And yet we talked to listener who was in Puerto Rico, and he said, yeah, we're getting electricity outages all the time. And now, even though we didn't get a direct hit, we've lost electricity and we can't get it started again because the government is controlling the electric power, you know, like what Bernie wants to do, what AOC wants to do. And then when they did get a direct hit and President Trump sent a lot of relief supplies down there, they started whining about it for political purposes. President Trump said, we sent ships full of supplies to you. And they're sitting on, no, it's not true. It's not true. Turns out it was true. We eventually got the pictures of it. And now this is happening in China. The reason it's happening in China
is because there aren't enough truck drivers to collect containers because they put on travel curbs in order to control the coronavirus, they say. Ports are also starting to run out of electricity in order to run the refrigeration for the containers, and some ships have been told to reroute to other destinations in mainland China and Hong Kong. So not only are they unable to distribute the vast containers of frozen pork, chicken, and beef, but they're also running out of electricity because nobody is showing up to work. They don't have transportation workers. Obviously, they don't have people running the state-operated enterprises either because they've imposed that. So I guess it's not any problem. I mean, really, if all of your pork, chicken, and beef that you've imported from other places is rotting on the decks, you can just do a Marie Antoinette. Let them eat bats, right? I mean, what's the problem with that? Meanwhile, HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, HSBC, says that the virus outbreak may expand their loan losses and lower revenue. And at the same time, they're saying that they plan to cut 15% of their workforce under a $4.5 billion cost-cutting plan. They're taking this very seriously. They're set that cutting 15% of their workforce. That's 35,000 people that they're going to cut to save $4.5 billion because they're worried about the ancillary effects, the business effects of this coronavirus. Apple says this is the wake up call. They have cut guidance on where they're going to be in terms of revenue and sales. They admitted that they do not expect to meet revenue guidance that we provided in the March quarter due to the coronavirus-related issues. And when you look at this, when you look at all of this, as we look at the virus, and what I have been trying to do is, because we can't believe anything the Chinese government tells us, and because Bloomberg lies for them as well, it's very difficult to get the truth from the media. They certainly can't get truth from the Chinese government. You can't get truth from the American government. So I try to look at a few things on the outside. I found it very alarming, the pictures that we showed you a few days ago of the American who is quarantined at a U.S. military base in San Francisco and the massive number of people that were around that one individual in hazmat suits. Now, this could be overreaction, but they're taking that very seriously. And when we look at what's going on in China, my opinion on that, I said from the very beginning, you know, all this stuff about bat soup and the food market and everything, it's like, yeah, they've got a lot of sanitation issues there. They got a lot of nutrition issues. I talked about how when we were in China, they would basically eat anything. And typical food hygiene was non-existent. They would spread food out on the sidewalk to dry, literally do that, in the cities as well as in the rural areas. And in the rural areas, you had on the same roads and sidewalks where you had animals walking and defecating. And the people themselves would defecate on the sidewalks, especially the children. So there was a lot of sanitation issues there. But I found it a lot more alarming, the fact that their first and only biosafety level 4 lab had been opened up just a short distance from that alleged source, that marketplace. I said that from the very beginning. I said, that's really what you got to look at. I'm very concerned that this is something that has slipped out of there. But just looking at the economic issues, China shutdown is going to crush India's already crumbling economy. Japan's GDP is collapsing, and this is now happening with China. This could be something, even if the coronavirus doesn't get out large as a pandemic, it could be an economic collapse.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nanosilver Silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole Corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government, inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word, because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope. There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We've got one more segment here before we get into what's going on with William Barr and President Trump and the so-called Department of Justice. I want to talk a little bit about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. Without your support, and you've been very good to support us as we've been purged from social media by the same kind of elitist authoritarians as we've been talking about with Michael Bloomberg. You know, they think they know better than you. They have a lot of power. And they've been given the ability to do whatever they wish. You know, the purpose of the government, as we see in the Declaration of Independence, the fundamental idea of self-determination and the idea that governments
purpose is to protect the natural rights of the people. That was what the Declaration of Independence was all about. We have certain inalienable rights because we possess them as human beings. You can call them natural rights, or you can call them rights that have been given to us by our Creator, as we did in the Declaration of Independence. But the idea is that we have those rights because we're human. And no government can take them away or turn them into privileges. Instead, as a matter of fact, the government is supposed to protect those rights. It should be a protector. It should be an unbiased judge, a referee. But when the government itself begins to destroy our rights, then it is not only our right, but our duty to destroy or alter that government, depending on which one fits. And usually governments like that don't want to be altered. So those are the fundamental ideas that America was founded on. And I'll never forget, as I've mentioned many times, you know, you look at Joe Biden, and he's just a dithering old man now. He doesn't know what's going on. Like I said, when Amy Klobuchar was caught embarrassed about the fact she didn't know who the president of Mexico was. Oh, yeah, you know, what are you going to do about Mexico? Well, I plan sometime within the first 100 years, first 100 days to go down there and meet those people, those fine people that I just handed everything to when I voted for the USMCA. I'm going to go down there and meet them. And well, do you know anything about the president? I'm going to go meet him. I'll find out about him after I become president. And but you know, Mexico is very important. I don't want English as the official language and so forth. It's just so important. Mexico is. Well, do you know the guy's name? Well, no, I don't. No, I don't know his name. And I said, after that, they, you know, called in Steyer. He didn't know the president of Mexico's name, and then I presume that after that they eventually called in Joe Biden, and Biden didn't even know his own name. He's well past the sell date. But folks, the problem I have with Joe Biden was, when he wasn't senile, he was an arrogant authoritarian just like Michael Bloomberg. And I'll never forget, as I mentioned before, the Clarence Thomas hearings, where he railed against Clarence Thomas because Clarence Thomas supported the idea of natural rights, which is foundational to the American idea. It's the foundation, the very foundation of our Declaration of Independence, the very foundation of our idea of what government is. And Joe Biden believed that that disqualified Clarence Thomas because he had even written about it. So good riddance to Joe Biden. He's circling the drain right now along with Elizabeth Warren, and the sooner they're flushed, the better. Get rid of those two turds. And tonight there will be a debate. So we've been talking about what they're not going to talk about. But folks, if you want to keep us talking, if you want to keep us on air, take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of things to help you prep. You're going to need to have fresh water for any kind of a circumstance. And we have a lot of gravity feed water filters, one of the first products that Alex sold years ago. And it filters, they're great in terms of filtering out 99.9% of pretty much everything. Every time I see some new spill or some new accident or whatever, I go to the charts and I look and it's like, yeah, it already anticipated that. They already tested for that. They already filtered that out, 99.9%. But it's gravity feed. You don't need electricity in case the Democrats win and shut off all the electricity. You can still have your fresh water. You may have to pump the water by hand. You may have to carry it from some open water source to your gravity feed water filter. But get it right now before they shut down all transportation and before they shut down InfoWars. Make sure they don't shut us down. Also, make sure you got supply of food. We have our InfoWars emergency supply foods. And as people are looking at the emergency that is in China, and it is a bona fide emergency. Whatever is behind it, I mean, we've seen China starve their people to death. We had Mao that they still celebrate. He created a massive starvation that starved tens of millions, over 50 million people. Most people put the number at that. What happened with that? That wasn't a virus. It was communism. It was communism. We got to have people out there to grow food. So he sent everybody out into the out of the cities. Anybody that was middle class, you know, because they're the enemies of the communists, just like they're the enemies of Buttigieg and his father, you know, the bourgeoisie hegemony. We got to destroy that. So that's what Mao did, and that was part of his great leap forward, his cultural revolution. And so you had tens of millions of people die. I mean, could they be doing the same type of thing now? Oh, absolutely they could. They could be overreacting to a virus, or it could be the virus itself. You need to prepare for these types of emergencies. You never know what's going to be coming. So you just prepare in advance. So we have water. We have storable food that you can get. We also have things where you can prepare your health. You want to be healthy regardless, don't you? Regardless of whether there is an emergency. So we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. 40% off. You can get it in a power pack with Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. Both of those together for 50% off. We also have our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix so that you can get your vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in a drink. Great tasting drink. You make it taste however you like it. And you don't have to swallow a lot of vitamins. You can take that in liquid form, and you can get that now 40% off. It's been out of stock, but it's now back in stock. And we also have, in combination with that, you can get 40% off of our Ultra 12, vitamin B12. If you get the two of them together, you can save 50%. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need your support. All right, the thing that's broken over the last, 18 hours is Attorney General Barr allegedly telling people that he might quit over President Trump tweeting that he actually has authority to talk about this stuff. I mean, think about this. The arrogance of this guy. The arrogance of that. Hey, Barr, why don't you clean up your filthy place? How long is it going to take you to clean up your filthy place? I mean, yeah, this is a guy who worked for the Bushes. I said this from the very beginning when he came in. Now he's saying, I might quit over this. It makes it, this is after his TV interviews where he said Trump's tweets make it impossible for him to do his job. You know what your job is, Barr? Your job is to get these crooks, these politicized crooks out of the bureaucracy. That's your job. Judge Napolitano was talking about this juror situation and he said the same thing I did from the very beginning. I said, wait a minute. She had to have lied because they always ask, what do you know about this? Do you have a preformed opinion? I mean, that's question number one. And after she spoke up, and she was the lead juror, she was a foreman of the jury, Tamika Hart, turns out she's a longtime political candidate for the Democrats, a political operative. She had expressed after she wrote her op-ed piece, you know, after President Trump said, hey, you shouldn't get 790. Oh, yeah, I support these prosecutors who quit, these Mueller prosecutors. And at that point, people said, who is this person? They started looking at her social media history, and they found that she was a lawyer and a Democrat, hardcore Democrat. And we had told you that from the very beginning. We said, look at this. You know, this judge is going to allow somebody who is a high-ranking official in the Obama administration, and then she pulled it out. But now Judge Napolitano says, wait a minute, you know, she's a lawyer. She would know about all this stuff. If it's determined that she was biased and that she lied under oath when she said she didn't have an opinion, and we now have a paper trail showing, or a social media trail showing that she did, it would be catastrophic for her. First of all, she's a lawyer, so she would be prosecuted for perjury since the statements are given under oath. And if convicted, she would lose her license to practice law, but that would be the least of her concerns. She would probably serve jail. She needs to go to jail. Where is the Justice Department about this, right? What are you doing? I mean, forget about getting rid of the crooks and the persecutors. Why doesn't Barr come after some of these people, right? He also said almost any judge in the world would order a new trial. He says it's pretty obvious that Stone should get a new trial, considering the bias of what was going on here. But the problem is that the judge is in charge of that, and the Justice Department, so-called Justice Department. And we've seen the bias of this judge, and we've seen the bias of the Justice Department. And President Trump tweeted out, not even Al Capone got the kind of treatment Paul Manafort did with solitary confinement. And the perp walks that they did to Roger Stone. This is absolutely amazing, and it's absolutely amazing to me that Barr is going to fight with President Trump instead of his corrupt Department of Justice. Oh, and one more thing. We must destroy judicial tyranny. Thanks for listening.